portion of our meeting. And we have nothing on consent, so we'll move right into discussion matters. And I'll turn it over to Conrad.
Good morning, commissioners. Pretty excited to provide this recap for you on our digital media campaign for our 811 Safe Digging Month, which was April 1st through April 30th. I was finally able to sit down with our ad agency about a week ago when we were able to connect and go through this report with them. And I wanted to provide it to you since this is the first time we've really had anything that we can sit down and look at after our ad campaign to review how the results went. Since, you know, we did 5 billboards in the state, just to recap those. We did one in Williston, one in Dickinson, one in Minot, one in Bismarck, and then one in West Fargo were the 5 locations that we chose billboards at. We concentrated the balance of our grant funding for media outreach more towards the digital side, which I was kind of wondering, you know, how much does that buy you? And I guess here we are with it. So I did provide it to you a little bit ahead of time, but I just want to point out, if you've got your packet with you, just a couple of things in there to see if you have any questions on it. Starting on the slide 3 of the document, display campaign total numbers. Talking with the ad agency, they're pretty impressed with how well the campaign did. We had a click-through rate, which is basically the number of people that actually click on the ads, and I had to learn a lot of this as well. So I don't know if the three of you are familiar with digital marketing. I'd never really seen a report much, and I had a lot of questions because I didn't really understand any of this stuff between impressions and click-through rate and clicks and how this all factors in. But a click-through rate is a percentage of individuals viewing the web page who actually click on the advertisement and then would then get redirected to the North Dakota 811 one call web page. And so that percentage was 0.79%. Which, you know, we look at that and we're like, well, what does that mean? The benchmark for the program was set at 0.35%, and that's set by the ad agency, and that's based on similar campaigns that are run through them and their parent, their national partner that they work with. And so overall, our program, basically with the click-through rate that we had versus the benchmark, was a 125, almost 126% successful in that. So they were really impressed with how many people went through that program and actually clicked on the ads and went to the 811 web page based on what they saw.
Conrad, what was the initial benchmark set at?
0.35%, and that would be on slide 4. Okay. They have their overall results versus the benchmark. I do want to point out, too, there was a typo on their presentation. Our campaign did run April 1st through April 30th, and I know that the slide shows April 3rd through the 23rd, and that's on slide 3 of that as well. It's the slide titled Display Campaign Total Numbers. It has the two boxes on it. I hope they printed that in color for you. If not, I can get
they
you
did.
One. Okay, good, because I'm like, this is one important to see in color, so...
So, Conrad, when they clicked to go to the One Call website, did they see anything special or meaningful, or was it just the website?
Like, they would have been directed to go to the One Call website. I don't know. There wasn't really anything on the other end of that other than being directed there, most likely to file a locate request or, you know, to learn more information about it. I can't really speculate on why they would have gone through that, but we can see there's the... if we go to the slide, real quick, so if I could back up, Commissioner, the next slide would be campaign progress. This little bar chart shows how well the campaign did through the month and versus impressions, clicks, and click-through rates, and you can see that it was pretty well stable consistent through the entire month. We didn't really have any highs or lows, pretty well stable throughout that time period. If we go to the next page, the next slide would be creative performance title. And so this would be the ad set If we look at the right-hand chart, there's a it's titled Creative Set. They've got build a fence, building a shed, digging a ditch, installing drain tiling, planting trees. So these are ad sets that North Dakota One Call has put together with this media agency. It's the same media agency that One Call uses. And with their permission, we basically used the grant funding we had to run their ad sets that they've already put together, which seems like it made sense. We didn't have to spend money on making additional ones because it's all the same message getting those out there. And based upon those five different sets, building a shed and installing drain tile performed the best out of the five.
Cool.
And part of that is determined by ad rotation. So initially, from what I understand, they'll start out and they'll just rotate the ads. And then the ads that are generating more clicks or click-through rate, that's where they'll enhance the performance. They'll show those ads more regularly than the original five because they're generating more click-through rates as well. And then if we go to the next slide, be top geo. You'll see a list of cities in the state listed there. And so we've got Dickinson delivered the best click-through rate. That video that did the best in Dickinson was installing drain tiling, which I thought was interesting. seems like the western part of the state, a good place to put some drain tiling, I guess. But and then West Fargo generated building a shed, which would make sense in a city area. You've got a lot of residents. As far as, you know, people that have seen the video and then they're clicking on that to go to the One Call webpage. And then there's the top ads by the geo on the next slide as well, just for some information. And then the next to last slide would be top placements. And so this is the actual websites, out of the top websites that our ads were featured on within the state of North Dakota. Fox News did the best with the number of clicks, and then This Old House had the best click-through rate. So they're focusing on kind of the home improvement construction area, plus obviously throwing in some of the well-visited media sites that you'll see within the state as well. So. I know I kind of skimmed through it. Is there anything you want me to circle back on?
No, but okay. I think you receiving this type of data, we're going to see where we have impact and some tracking, and as we move forward, you know, next year with Safe Digging Month or even up at the fair, you know, what we can do, possibly do.
Right, to, right. I'm pretty excited by seeing this data. I know, you know, speaking with Victor as well, you know, the challenge with the billboards is it's line of sight. It's who's driving by when and what are they thinking about when they're driving by. Oh, maybe I'm thinking about building a shed. Oh, there's 811. I better call them. You know, I mean, is it going to make the connection? Is it going to, you know, this gives us a really good idea that we can actually track, hey, this many individuals, this is our ratio of people that actually saw this and then actually went to the North Dakota 811 site. It's some really good positive results. And so, you know, as we digest this, you know, one thing I'd like to just kind of plant the seed for now is thinking about Safe Digging Month next year. You know, is it something now where we may want to try 1 year, you know, we don't have to commit to forever, but trying 1 year to funnel some additional grant money, you know, into the digital side and move more away from billboards and
see how that performs. I thought we did this
year. We did. And I'd like to look at possibly going more forward with that. In fact, maybe next year not doing any billboards. Just a suggestion as we think about it. And we will definitely have a conversation about this towards the beginning, end of this year, beginning of next year as we start talking about getting ready for Safe Digging Month. But it'd be really interesting to see with the type of outreach that this has, what benefit we can see if we put more of those grant dollars for education into the digital side and move more away from the billboards.
Well, and I think the other reason why we did more, just because that's the trend, but our location of the billboards have not been the most visual.
Correct. The visual location of the boards, and I did get some information from Newman, because I want to make sure that we're comparing you know, things equally. I did put together, sorry, I didn't get this to you ahead of time. I just got the information from them
Thank
here.
You.
Kind of right at the end of last week. But so this kind of gives you, and I just went out there on Google Maps, a visual idea of where our billboards were placed at. As far as placement this year, I can't say that they were terrible, although the size of the billboards, and we're talking a 10-foot by 22-foot billboard, we're not talking the monster ones that you see off the interstate. But you know, here's one that's off the interstate. The first one is in Dickinson, heading west, the first exit in Dickinson. You can kind of see the billboard just to the right of the city center sign. That would be the actual billboard location for that. And where this is, where this visual area is coming from is about 700 feet away from that. So it is one off the interstate there.
Is that the actual billboard?
No. This is not the actual 811 billboard. This just happens to be whatever was up when Google
sure.
drove by. So please don't think that this is what we had posted.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that a State Farm or something?
Right, yeah. The next page depicts the one in Bismarck. We had one just off of East Century Avenue as you're driving west. And this would have been located just off of Centennial Road. So pretty major intersection there. This one is illuminated at night. The Dickinson one is not illuminated at night. But you can see it's just off to the right there, one of the smaller ones. These are all the same size billboards, mind you. The next one is in Minot on Burdick Expressway. This is traveling east, so it's catching anybody that's heading into downtown Minot towards the hospital and the state fairgrounds. The next one would be Williston. It's on a double billboard, and ours was placed on the left billboard. And this is traveling north on Highway 85. So, and then the final one is, next page is West Fargo. As you're traveling east on Main Avenue, so the billboard faces west. You can see it off to the left just above the pickup there would be the one, and that'd be an illuminated one. So some, you know, I think... two out of the three were illuminated, so you're going to get, you know, I mean, at least it's lit up, but the other ones you're not going to see at night. But, I mean, as far as location, I mean, the fact that we, you know, that they do a special rate for nonprofits and government, I can't say much. I mean, those are pretty heavily traveled areas. So, I mean, to give, you know, I want to give them credit for the billboards. We're not just off in a, you know, a distant field off of some backcountry road. I mean, they're pretty heavily traveled roads within those areas that we got. But once again, this is kind of a Russian roulette game with the billboards. We're not guaranteed these sites.
Right.
So that's the other challenge, is that, you know, it depends on what site's available. When we say that we're going to run it from April 1st through April 30th, it's going to depend upon what's available and where it's located at. So this year, I think we had pretty good locations.
So we can't guarantee that we'll always be by the 4 mile bar.
No, we're not always going to be by the 4 mile bar. So, you know, especially when they're in there. I mean, you know, they're talking about building sheds and putting drainage tile out there. So, you know, they walk out and they see
that's what they do there.
So, what's that? You've been there?
That's what they talk about.
That's what they talk about there?
I believe.
So.
Thanks, Conrad.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for your time, Commissioners.
And we are called before you. Dig Day up at the North Dakota State Fair is what, July 11th?
No, July 28th.
Oh,
the 28th.
Early.
So,
no. July 28th, okay.
Yes, the last Friday of the fair.
And we'll talk about the scheduling of that and stuff down as we get closer.
Correct. So, okay. Just to make sure it's at least on the radar, it is all day, July 28th
okay.
State Fair.
Good.
Thanks
cool.
for bringing that up, Commissioner.
Awesome.
Okay, then I'll turn it over to Steve for some construction talk.
Well, with our new positions coming on board and looking forward to next session, I think it would be prudent to do some proactive construction in the public utilities area. And we have gotten some estimates from facility management on doing that. It's a little higher than I anticipated, but it's primarily all contractors, which means there's a reasonable expectation we can get it done before July 1. So,
how many new office spaces? I mean, we have one new staff member, but looking down the road, how many?
We'll get four office spaces, two of them very good, one of them quite good. The third one will be, or the fourth one will be an interior, but it'll have open light above it so that it'll be much more conducive to having somebody in it than what we currently have, which is an old vault with bad air and bad lighting and not very conducive to having people in it.
So one coming on board, so additional two office spaces.
I think the plans are good. I like it.
Well, additional one plus better office space would be a better way to put it.
That's what I want to make sure is not a misunderstanding, because like if one counts the old vault, like the one that's right next to Jerry.
There's supplies in the workstation in there.
Because there's a work, if you count that as an office now, then, and you count the one right next to me that that Cheryl recently vacated as an office, and if you count that conference room between Jerry and Rob as an office, then this is adding one.
Right.
So I just want to be clear about that.
That's a good clarification. So, I mean,
so we're taking those plus Jerry's office and making four, three really good offices and one reasonable. I
mean, the thing is, you're utilizing the existing space as much as you can while retaining offices. Like, if we want to add more offices, we'll have to decrease sizes or make two in one or, you know, something like that, because we can't make more space than we have.
We have some contingencies for doing some minor construction next time if we need to that would allow us to add more offices too. So we're thinking ahead, but right now this is what we need. And so
I think this is a good move forward, assuming that we can get it done out of this budget. I would have some concerns and want to think about things if they can't get it done this by year, and about taking this money out of our budget that has to last 24 more months.
Yep.
Good.
Okay. Then move into scheduling. And I'd like to switch these two around, if you don't mind. And take number two first, and that is a hearing on protection of information on the SCS carbon transport case. I'll turn it over to Victor.
Yes. So this is for, we're going to exclude Commissioner Dorchek just temporarily on this one. So I have spoke to Substitute Decision Maker Dawson about this. He's comfortable with the two of you making the call on this, but I have discussed the dates and times and things like that. 8:30 a.m. on June 27th has been vetted by myself, Zach, Hope, Mr. Dawson, and the two of your calendars.
That works for me. 8:30, just to repeat, make sure we're at 8:30 a.m. June 27th.
Thanks, Conrad.
Correct. 8:30 a.m. June 27th.
And that's a Tuesday.
That sounds correct.
Okay.
Here.
Here in the hearing room, for scheduling purposes, for the moment, if we can reserve 4 hours, you know, till roughly noon, I don't believe we're going to need that long. Jack and Hope will kind of determine the procedural schedule for that, because it's going to be a little bit different than a normal hearing for us. And because it's a little bit different, Jack and I have been in meetings and other things, so I haven't been able to vet the actual notice by him yet. So with your permission, I'll have Steve sign off on this once it's finalized between Jack and myself.
And you feel this room is adequate?
Yes. So it is referred to as a public hearing because all of our hearings are public. However, there's no opportunity for public input during a hearing such as this.
Okay.
No, but input from the attorneys.
Right, in a very limited capacity. As far as time, it's not a argue endlessly about anything.
And I understand that. I'm just saying set up a four tables for four, but public can attend.
Yeah, we'll probably we'll figure that piece out, but I would imagine we'll set it up similar to how we do a rate case hearing with probably six tables, depending on how many of the interveners want to show up. But yes.
I'm just getting visual. Okay. 27th works for me.
Okay,
thank you.
I'll reserve the whole day for you if you need.
And then to the director's meeting that was scheduled for, I think, tomorrow? That we had to postpone in order that we could get this in, and it was actually previously postponed from, I think, May. And this was a last-minute thought, and so I haven't vetted this too carefully, but the day of our next regular scheduled meeting, which is the next routine meeting, which is a special meeting, on the 28th, that afternoon, we have, I'm getting to it, I believe it's an informal, with Otter Tail scheduled for an hour and a half, so that'd be 1:30 till 3. And I'm wondering, I know it gets a little later in the day than normal, but how you would feel about scheduling this director's meeting at either 3 or 3:30. And,
because we know. Which day again, Randy?
The 28th. Because I know we're here since we have our meeting rescheduled for that day.
I'm fine with that.
How long do we usually give the director's meeting? Is that usually...
A couple hours. Also, would Wednesday, next Wednesday afternoon work? Because I'm likely going to be back. And if we were, if we planned this, then I would for sure be back. But
Wednesday the 14th?
Yeah, if you're looking for a time to do it sooner.
Just for a point of reference, there's the EPA public hearing on fossil fuel fired power. If people were following that.
On the 14th.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have that on my calendar. Are they taking public input?
It's public hearing on fossil fuel fired power. Just, I have it online. It came in an email. Do you have it online?
Well, there's been some. Is it?
I would assume that's down. So. They're proposing some new rules that Jack and I are working on comments for. That's what the title would sound like if I were to describe what I've read so far.
So would they just be talking about it, not taking input?
Possibly.
I didn't know they actually had hearings where they took input from them.
I'm not going to ask that. I thought it was public hearing, just like what PHMSA did last week on the public hearing, and it was open for.
Right. They may be. I wasn't aware of that hearing going on that day, but they could.
Okay. Well, but there's other venues for providing comments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, EPA will hold a virtual public hearing on June 13th, 14th, and 15th to provide the public the opportunity to present comments and information regarding the agency's proposal for carbon pollution standards for fossil fuel-fired power plants. And I believe they added, it was originally the 13th, the 14th, and they added the 15th, I think. So I just...
So we'd still have other days too, where you, yeah. I mean, we aren't going to sit there for 3 days watching that anyway.
No,
so
I just wanted to.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Well, is that a better day though, or would you rather do it the 28th? I don't have.
It just depends on how soon we want to do it. I don't know what's on the agenda.
I don't think we have anything rushed about. At least that was the answer when I asked about postponing it so we could have this.
Sounds good.
But that will be a long day with a.
Meeting
in the morning and then the Otter Tail thing, but you guys okay with that? We'll schedule a 3. If Otter Tail goes a little long, we can delay our director's meeting a few minutes. But
and I don't think they'll go long.
That seems pretty straightforward.
That seemed like a simple
and easy one. Yeah.
So the director's meeting at 3 o'clock on June 28th.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else to add to scheduling?
Yesterday you mentioned having trouble scheduling something with Adam. What was that? And that's not on here. It doesn't look right.
That, I mean, we found a day at that point. And then when we scheduled this our meeting on the 28th and opened up that day, then it got rescheduled. That is the Otter Tail meeting that is on the 28th. So it's covered.
Okay.
Oh. The ESG meeting with Bank of North Dakota.
Oh, yeah. When is that again?
Thursday. Huh? Thursday.
Day after tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's here, not at the bank. They rescheduled the location.
Here in the Capitol.
Here in this room.
Oh, wow. And we're all listed.
And that's been noticed?
No.
Whose meeting is it? No.
The bank's leading it.
Yeah.
Because they're in charge of the study.
Oh. And I don't mind that because many years ago when RPSC got money to develop this room, there was an agreement that the agency, if we're not using it, could use it. But anyway, I have a SPP meeting that morning. I mean, at most I could be here for the, I can't remember what it was, like 15 minutes. So if one of you wants to attend, it is okay with me.
Yeah. The other thing that the bank said when they reached out to me yesterday is they recognize that there's some scheduling conflicts. So they said they're willing to sit down with, you know, each of you individually as well to get your thoughts if that time that they picked on Thursday doesn't work.
Yeah.
So.
Can one of you?
I hit it on my calendar to attend.
Yeah, it's on my calendar.
Right. The invite went to all three of you. So.
Yeah. I can attend. It's on my.
I have things I'd like to add, so if it would be best if we attend separately, I'm fine with that. But I definitely want to talk to them.
Do they care if we notice it?
They would
probably
prefer not.
I mean, ESG is sensitive. I want to be able to speak honestly. Like, not that I wouldn't in a public, but it's just a little bit more delicate if you have to. You know, just watch and have everybody else listening. You know, I just think it's a little bit, I want to be frank. So.
So
So which one of you is going to attend?
Sherry can attend, and then they can just... Okay. I mean, or we could cycle in and out, too. I mean, that would be another way to do it.
Okay. I do think it's important, you know, that we be clear. You know, this isn't subverting the normal intent of what is a meeting and what isn't. You know, so then, whichever one comes in first, let's say it's you, that doesn't mean then that they can, as soon as Julie comes in, and say, like, okay, well, Sherry said this, and this is what we talked, you know, that is sort of having a meeting without everybody being present at once. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine for you to attend at different times and provide some comments. And,
and different perspectives. Yeah. You know, we have different perspectives. And
I do hope that one of you will mention to them that I have an SPP meeting, so I wouldn't mind visiting with them at some other point. But
I definitely think you should, because you have different perspectives and experiences, too. So
are we going to cycle the two of you through?
Jill can talk to them and see how they'd like to do it.
Either way, I think.
Yeah, I'm here that morning, so it's not
big. Who's the BND lead on this?
I'm not sure who's the lead. There's two people on it. I know Calvin Hullett was one, and then Kayla Verhelst was also on it. So.
Okay, I do have another meeting that I'm trying to get done before noon with staff if we are done.
Okay, I think we are.
Yep.
Okay, we are adjourned.